A group of Nashville Kurds could be released from federal custody after spending nearly 7 months in detention. They were taken in a nationwide immigration sweep, but a judge in Michigan says in an order issued this week that the government has not shown they're dangerous to the public or flight risks. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
10 Iraqi nationals living in Middle Tennessee were rounded up in June by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The reason was they'd committed crimes sometime since coming to the U.S., making them vulnerable to deportation. And the Trump administration got permission to send them back as part of a deal to take Iraq out of his travel ban. Qasem al-Saidi was taken last summer to an ICE detention center in Louisiana. Cheryl Lane, his longtime partner, says the justification was a 2002 domestic violence conviction. It stemmed from a fight between the two of them, a crime she's long since forgiven.
If he'd have been an American man, he wouldn't have spent a night in jail over that. So he don't deserve to lose his life over it. He's already lost his green card for it. You know, that's enough.
Lane says al-Saidi hasn't committed any offenses since then, and he's reported regularly to immigration authorities as required. And a federal judge says he's seen no evidence either that al-Saidi or most of the other Iraqi nationals taken this summer are dangerous criminals. That means they should be allowed to post bond and return to their communities while their cases are decided. Lane says she's now hopeful al-Saidi will be back home in Antioch soon, but she fears a legal setback could keep him stuck in Louisiana and still facing the risk of being sent back to a country he left decades ago. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.